And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And yes, I am sounding a little bit husky this week because I did lose my voice monumentally last weekend, and I'm sorry the show's up late as well. But to make up for that, we've got a terrific word of the week straight up, thought up by one of our most popular listeners, me. And it's a word that I came up with after hearing two women talk about and then seeing them demonstrate. That thing that some women do when they're pissed at, you know, when they les it up with their mates in front of blokes to turn them on or wind them up, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Don't know.
I call them hypocrites. Yeah, I was quite pleased with that myself.
Nice.
Now, we're only playing three bands on this week's show, Tony, and each one has got two tracks from them. I will explain why later. But first of all, sit back and love Asakusa Jinta and Ride and Bend.
ダメダメ現実現況現金限界一切合戦飲み込めお前も一人前だ頑張るよって応援なんだか若いの詰めたか本能心の大混乱出したくない僕どうにもなりません
それでいいわけないだろさあ
飛び出すぜ
さあ
伸びそる
咲く
べきなのさ
それ運命
人生ロックならもうないせいで泣くのがそろばんはじいちゃ小さな子供の計算逆算一二三って世の中通してずらずにゃしぶとくなくちゃいけません負けるないしさあなたです勝ち組負け組世の仕組み僕どうにもなりませんってそれでいいわけないだろ
さあ飛び出すぜ
さ
あ
乗るそぶ咲くべきなのさ
それ
運命人生ロックなら悪もないせいで泣くのが嫌なら
いざいざ
バックトゥステップアウトさあさあご苦労さん、ここらでいつぐはっきりしたよ
スーパーカースーパーカースーパーカースーパーカースーパーカースーパーカ
ーあーむちょさてまた一だそれは生きるということだここらで一丁一肌脱ぐぜあとは野となれ山となれ頑張ることは愛なのだ言えるもんなら言ってみな頑張ることは愛なのだ
言えるもんなら言ってみな
さあ飛び出すぜさあ乗るショルさあ飛び出すぜさあ乗るショル人生ロックなら苦もないせいで泣くのが
So that was Asakusa Jinta and Ride and Bend, Tony. Did you like that?
Nice.
Of course you did. That's come from Japan Files. You know, we've been playing a bit more from them in recent weeks. There is a reason for playing these, and I'm going to read out why. I'm sure everyone loved that track, and there's another one from them at the end of the show as well. They are, I think they're my new favourite band from Japan, right? And I'm just going to read this. This is the description of them on JapanFiles.com, right? Asakusa Jinta is a hardcore marching brass band from Asakusa in Tokyo. They call themselves Asianica Hard March Band. Their music style is a mix of rockabilly, up-tempo country, punk, and Japanese kenka and kayo-yoko from the 1930s. The album is called Sky Zero, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Asakusa Jinta's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Asakusa Jinta.
And how are you spelling Asakusa Jinta?
I've got it written down in front of me, but
so I still want to hear it.
Asakusa Jinta.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're cheating, but it is Tony One, poorly being the internet nil. I strongly suggest to you lot out there in Punky Radio Land that Tony will be winning 3-0 at half time, but wait for the second half. Now then, I have some MySpace comments for you, Tony.
Okay.
You are, of course, listening to those crazy kids, Dr. Slagglebury, and they're on MySpace. But unfortunately, not a lot of you lot are, which is a bit of a shame, because I do like reading the MySpace comments. I've only got three this week, and only one of them is... Oh, no, there are two from fans, so it's not... Anyway, here goes. It's myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do send us your comments. I like to get them. Gopper, gopper, you pair of oily catwanks. Just listen to the latest show. Unfortunately, it was the first version with the 20-minute trussed up like a turkey nipple tassel beer ear remix. What was up with that? But good show otherwise. Always listening. Cock Rocket, Murphy the Yeti, our only listener. And yes, I am really, really sorry about that. We did, basically, we just had major technical issues last week, didn't we, at both ends?
Yeah. Don't know what happened. It was just a nightmare. Yeah.
Well, I had awful... mic lead problems, and I had a handboy always looking in the house with all that static. Something was bound to go wrong. Yeah. And we don't know what happened with your thing, do we? But even when it was reloaded on my one, there were still a few clicks and words in the second half. So I am very sorry about that, and hopefully it will be back to normal this week. But if you would like to hear that show in its entirety, go to Podcast Alley, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, go to Podcast Alley, and you'll have the improved Best We Could Get It show on there. The iTunes one, I think, is still fucked. But anyway, the good news is that show, the last 20 minutes of that show, we were first alerted to it by Russ, Nephilim Babe, with the giant cock, who accused us of being giant cocks because the show was up a day late anyway, and there was all that shy. He was furious. Anyway, thank you very much for that, Murphy the Yeti. And what have we done with that now? All right, anyway, here's next. So, now, this is good, only because this is very short. Now, I did finally get around to adding the 40 people that had added us on MySpace that I'd done nothing about yesterday. And one of them was this one. So, cheers for the ad, lads. You can't get good punk in America anymore. I'm the Pirate King, bitch. That's his name over the top. I'm the Pirate King, bitch. Now, Tony, what do you think a Pirate King should be called?
Oh, Blackbeard, something like that, surely.
Yeah, nah, Tristan.
Oh.
Right, thanks for your support. We are sending some music your way. Check out more music news and free downloads at unrepentantrecords.com. They were one of the people that added yesterday. I went on their page. They are from, I can't remember where, somewhere on the US, on the East Coast. Oh, bollocks, that's really rude of me to not know. It might be Richmond, I'm not sure. If it is Richmond, hey, I did a job there. Anyway, they're going to be sending some stuff soon, and they're kind of punk and hardcore and metal, and I'm looking forward to doing an Unrepentant Record special when that comes round. Anyway, Tony, have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your comments so far this month. It's June on Monday. So
yes.
Maybe I'm just trying to think where we are. So please do probably hold off your vote now until the Monday, and then whack them in, because we won't be recording the show till Tuesday. So you've got a day to get those.
I'll
in
whack
there.
It in.
Feel free, whack away.
Thank you.
The easiest way to go on whacking is to go to punkyradio.com. At top screen, important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out.
Whack away, whack away, whack away, whack away. Do you know that? It was Whack-A-Day,
wasn't it? Whack-A-Day, yeah, I remember Whack-A-Day.
We're wide awake. Mark,
what happened?
Cock is hard.
I was about to say, what happened to Tim Mallard? But he was on telly recently, wasn't he? He's in that crazy jungle programme.
Yeah, he's still doing radio, I think.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Very, very good DJ.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What's he on?
Excellent radio DJ. He might be back on Manchester Piccadilly now, I don't know. But he was the inspiration for Chris Evans.
Really? I did not
know
that.
He was Chris Evans always wanted to be Timmy Mallett. Who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? First comment. Dear Tall and Pony, I mean Paul and Tony, I regret to admit that I am about 5 shows behind. I made a promise to myself to get all caught up now that university here in Carnarvon is done. It is a tendency to take over your entire life. Cheers, guys. Alan. Ma.
Alan from Carnarvon.
Yeah.
That just shows how long we've been doing this show, doesn't it, Tony? That our listeners are now at university.
but they haven't outgrown us. That's
no,
nice.
Of course not.
Of course not. Next one. Holy shit, mate. Can't believe it's already May.
It's nearly June. I can't believe it's not butter.
Hell yeah. Concert season is about to begin. I wish you well, my friends. Peace, Marcus from XY Rocks. Always voting for us.
Check out XY Rocks. Check them out. Good show. Marcus is a good boy. His heart's in the right place. He plays decent music. XY Rocks. I think I'm sure if you just type in XY Rocks on the net, you'll find them.
It's xyrocks.com. Yeah.
Yeah. XY and one word, XY Rocks.
And this a while ago. Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Give yourself over to the dark side of the 4th and vote for Punky.
Great. Dark side of the 4th? Is that going towards Aberdeen?
Vote for Punky. Graham, it's Fox Life, Cruising Podcast.
Ah, Graham!
The fella.
Oh, I heard from John Bean and Scare Tones the other day saying that they are going to get around sending us their new album.
Oh, good.
See there you go.
Oh, okay. Maybe for the
about fucking time.
Yeah. How long has it been out?
About 6 months, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Mavo. Goopa Goopa. Hello, Smacktards. Been enjoying the latest shows. Almost caught up again. Missed the vote in April. Sorry about that. Here's May's vote. Well, not the gal May, the month May. However, May is a nice gal. I mean, last time I saw her, she couldn't see me because the angry pirate I gave her. I poached from the good eye for good measure. Keep up the good work. Always a lot of fun. Always laughing. A pooga poog, Jim.
Always a lot of fun.
Always.
I think always looking. Enjoyed the show last week, you know.
As you sound like it. And what were those waspies? Waspies, is that right?
Oh, waspies, yeah. Waspies. They're fantastic. They hold the bits in that you don't want to see, and they let the bits out you do want to see. They're my favourites.
Excellent. And finally...
I should do the brochure for them. Waspies. They hold the bits in you don't want to see, and let the bits out you do want to see.
It would sell.
I think it would.
Oh, hello. Well, would you credit it? I'm late with my vote this month. Everard? I know.
Oh, Everard.
Everard. It's enough
I'm
to make
Everard.
It's enough to make mascara run. Ooh, cheeky. Paulie B.
Oh, I'll make your mascara run.
Yes.
Oh, that's from me, wasn't
that's
it?
That's from Sorry. You, yeah.
I've got such a shit memory now. It's all those drugs.
Yeah. And that's it for PCA.
That was excellently done, our Tony. Right, track two, my friend.
Okay.
This is from the Ruskins. This is their new EP that's out. Now, this has come through from Manila PR, who they said, are you interested in this? And they only sent a description. I read the description and said, yes, of course I fucking am. This sounds fantastic. And I said, send us an MP3 through, because it's easy for them to do it. Because they will. I'm going to ask them for a few copies of this now, because I like it so much. But in the first instance, I do let them send me MP3s, right? Because then... if we like it, because sometimes they were sending us stuff that wasn't right, and I was going, that's not right. So rather than them waste their time. Anyway, that it doesn't matter about that. What I want to say is that as a very early Paulie B's international gig guide, this band are playing Remix in Hitchin on the 19th of June.
Oh.
They're called The Ruskins. This is the first of two tracks from them this week. This is the title track of the new EP. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Ruskins' MySpace page?
myspace.com/TheRuskins.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet Neil, and this is Slow Down Jessica.
You want to move the car. is your vocatchy way up? Would your car run faster? My shoes undone. Told mum to get me them Velcro ones. Oh look, peeps only caught your eye, and you slow down now, and we all know why. But I'll take you for a ride with me when I get my cycling proficiency. And we'll be the dog that all I'm smart. I'll be the thinking when you go pick pops, and I'll tell you where to start. In a moment, if you wanna go to car.
So that's the Ruskins and Slow Down Jessica. Sweet. Don't forget they are playing Remix Nightclub in Hitchin on the 19th of June. And I might be there. I've just thought I'm off that night at the moment, so I might be there. I'm really, really quite excited about that. Those of you, I think most of you will be hearing that band for the first time, and I think you're going to want to hear them again. Fortunately, you're going to get the chance in the second half of this show, which obviously will be coming up after the end of the first half. Now, I've got a poetry corner this week, Tone.
Okay.
Which I'm very, very pleased about. And this came, where did this come from? It says, "Dear Paul, I did not write this poem, but I did enjoy reading it. It came from Catwoman."
Catwoman.
There you go. That's nice of her. Huh. Nice to know she's not busy causing crimes.
Yeah.
And she had time to write this poem. If you do have a poem for us, I would like to get it. Send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email "Poetry Corner." This is it. "Dear Paul," says Catwoman. At least she's polite. "I did not write this poem, but I did enjoy reading it. A redneck love poem. I'm going to do this in my best southern redneck accent. A redneck love poem. Susie Lee done fell in love. She planned to marry Joel. She was so happy about it all. She told her pappy so. Pappy told her, 'Susie gal, you'll have to find another. I just as soon you might don't know, but Joe is your half-brother.' So Susie put aside her Joe and planned to marry Will. But after telling pappy this, he said, 'There's trouble still. You can't marry Will, my gal, and please don't tell your mother. But Will and Joe and several more, I know, is your half-brother. But Mama knew and said, 'My child, just do what makes you happy. Marry Will or marry Joe, you ain't no kin of pappy.'"
Nice.
There you go. How about that?
Oh, that's quite sweet.
That's
really.
Right, isn't it? So, yeah, please do. I like getting poems from you. And at paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, Poetry Corner. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Oh, thank you all for your nominations so far. Still need more. Always, always on the lookout for twat.
Always on the lookout for twat. Always.
So if you do have one to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
This, I need a reason. I can't live without one now.
You're on song tonight.
I am. That was that's from New Religion by Duran Duran on their second album, Rio.
Blimey.
How about that? It's a good song, isn't it?
Okay. I like Rio.
Too much to say, too far to go. Bow, now, now, now.
Okay, there
I'm
you
finished.
Go.
Cut. I'm finished.
This is from finished. Stephen Camp. There you go.
Cool.
Hello, Paul and Tony.
Hello.
Should be Tony and Paul. I'll let that slide. So just recently.
I'll let that slide.
Will you?
I'll let it slide all down the inside of your thighs.
So just recently, I hooked up with this girl. We had been texting for a while, and apparently I had shown my friend some of the texts that we had been sending 2 weeks prior to her and I hooking up.
Uh-oh.
So this fucking wanker ends up getting jealous because he's a pussy twat and tells the girl with whom I did the hooking up with and others all about what he knows, that being what the text said, calling her a whore and a whole lot of bollocks. So I nominate my best friend, Justin from Indianapolis, Indiana, as a wanker. Should this be on the podcast, I request you make this a good, heavy, loud one. This fucker deserves it. I love the podcast. My music library has expanded greatly thanks to you. Rock on. By the way, Paul, has anyone ever told you, at least from your picture on the Punky website, that you look like one of the guys from Tin and Eric? Not sure which one, to be honest, but one of them. If you've never heard of them...
I don't know what it is.
No, check them out online. They're quite hilarious. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
No, me neither.
Oh, is this bloke still his best friend?
Probably not. Just his best friend, but I doubt he is.
He completely deserves it.
Yeah.
Completely deserves it. And he will get a loud as a twat. I think that's fair enough. As loud as I can do it with my fragile voice.
Oh. Okay. So.
Who are you? David Bowie then?
Oh.
Pa-ra-pum-pum.
So you ready?
Changes. Yeah, right.
So, Justin from Indianapolis, Indiana,
is a twat.
There you go. So thank you. Please email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Hang on.
It's still the best feature.
Yeah.
It's your best feature.
Thanks. I quite like my now smile.
There's a few ways to listen to us on internet radio, isn't there? What are they?
Okay, the first one, Hussy Skunk. HussySkunk.com. We are on three times a week?
Three different times.
I think. And when we're on also, there's a lot of some of the shows and also a lot of music. Is it more ska?
It's straightforward punk and ska.
Yeah.
But they play stuff that obviously either bands that have listened to our show have then tuned into that and sent them stuff, or that they've heard on the show and thought we'll play them again. Because there's a few English bands that I'm sure wouldn't have been on there if they hadn't heard them through us. So it's good. It's a symbiotic relationship, Tony.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't Dave Bowie, actually.
Isn't it? Okay.
If David Bowie said it, it's a symbiotic relationship. Oh.
And the next one, Wicked Radio. Wickedradio.org. We are on every night.
Every night.
And new shows at the weekend.
Papers on Wicked Radio.
No. New shows at weekend, old shows in the week. And we rebroadcast in pirate radio style-y over many places.
We do unite fans and bands across the lands on pirate radio. Unfortunately, no one listening on pirate radio ever get. Perhaps they're scared to get in touch in case their pirate radio thing listening gets shut down because we broadcast the fact they've got in touch. That's an idea.
That could be true.
Although there is a bloke who listens on Radio Free Russia. Well done, my friend.
Yeah. And then finally, we are on Roach Radio, myspace.com/Roach Radio. We are on late night Fridays.
We haven't said Wicked Radio is more, it's metal and hardcore,
isn't it?
Is that metal right? And podcasts.
Run by a goat herder.
Run by a crazy, scary goat herder, called Evil Deshi.
In Minnesota. Is it Minnesota?
Minnesota. No, he's
no,
in
it's
Wisconsin.
Not, is it? Wisconsin, that's it. The cheese state. Mate.
He's a cheesehead.
Yeah.
He's a cheese-headed goat herder.
Yeah, and Roach Radio is based
Tony.
In... Yes?
Cheese. Yum, yum, cheese.
I can totally eat cheese now.
You can totally eat cheese now?
I can totally eat cheese now.
Why couldn't you?
Because I thought...
What, because of that exchange rate, baby?
Because I thought I had a stomach complaint.
Oh, right.
I couldn't eat things, and now I haven't got that. I've got something else.
And what have you got, Tony?
I've got a hernia.
You've got a Tony hernia.
I've got a Tony hernia, yeah.
That was really funny when you put that. Tony's got a hernia, not a hernia. Not Tony hernia.
I spent years as a kid being called hernia because it's the only thing really clever thing you can say about hern.
Well,
and
you're lucky.
I've got one.
Just call you wank pot. That's
well,
they
did that as well. Yeah. Or oily cat wank.
You oily cat wank. Hern, you oily cat wank. But yeah, so anyway, what's going to happen with that?
I have to have an operation.
What, but at some point, yeah?
Well, quite soon. Because it can get very, very... It can get quite bad quite quickly.
How long has it been like this?
3 years. So obviously not getting that bad, but it's getting worse. So they have to...
I do feel sorry for it. But it's in the stomach. It's a higher up hernia, isn't it? It's not a bollock hernia.
No, it's this top of the stomach. It's a spigelian hernia.
Yeah, that's good, because if you got the other one, you'd have found Punky very difficult, because every time you laugh when you've got one downstairs after the operation, all you can do is go, because it hurts to move. But yeah, where you are, is it a relatively simple procedure?
I think so. I think they just slice you open, push it back in, stitch it up, and then stitch you all back up again.
I'll slice you open and push it back in.
Mm. Anyway, so it'll be good, so I can eat things again.
Yeah. Good. And Roach Radio is more of a talk radio station.
Yeah, I think we're on twice a week. I think we're late night Thursday and Friday, I think.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday or something. So that's good, because we're on three different sorts, aren't we? We're on three different sorts of show.
Yeah.
Which is good, because we're on a punk station, a metal station, and a talk station. And apologies to those of you who are listening to us on one of those stations, but anyway, we need to let the rest of people know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. Should we play third song, then?
Yeah. Okay.
Here's one from Sport Dune.
This is a dragging door to one. No, we don't wanna be mob. No more Friday, no more harm. Don't want any Dixon crush. This is not a cry for help. No, we don't want any of your pity. This is a fucking dog from hell, far beyond the verge of sanity. We are the fat boys, we fucking big boys. We are the fat boys, come on, prepare to die. This is a fucking dog to arms. No, we don't wanna be more. This is not a cry for help. No, we don't want any of your pity. This is a fucking dog from hell, far beyond the verge of sanity. We are the fat boys, really fucking big boys.
So, Tony, that was Sport Doing and Fat Boys there from their album More Love Songs. What I want to know is, what is Sport Doing's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sport Doing.
And how are you spelling that?
SPORTDOEN.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet nil, but the fight back will begin after the next song. I'm telling you now, you're listening. Well, you will shortly be listening to Chromosoma 3 when I ask you about Go Dave. Just before that, Tony, I would like to say that Sport Doing are Belgian liars, because this album is called More Love Songs. And there's not a fucking love song on it, unless you think the title "This Truck Delivers Meat," which we played the other week, is a love song, or perhaps track 9, "You Selfish Cunt." I don't think there. Here's one that's maybe a love song. There Is No Curfew. Oh, actually, the last track, "My Favorite Game," could technically be a love song, but I don't think it is. Belgian liars. Right, so to the tune of Chromosoma 3, can you tell me about our lovely sponsors, GoDaddy?
I certainly can. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do.
And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Do you think the domain name is available, belgianliars.com?
No, surely
I
not.
I just wonder whether Sport Doing should maybe have that.
Well, after registering it, if it is available, you can then start building your site. GoDaddy makes it a lot easier with their website builders.
And are their website builders tiny?
They are tiny.
Good, because I had this argument with someone the other day about the merits and demerits of ukuleles. How do you feel about ukuleles, Tony?
I quite like them.
I think they're dreadful things.
Really?
I think that their only redeeming feature is that you can strap them around a hobbit and then photograph him to scale. And hobbits are tiny, like website builders, sorry.
Oh, okay. So maybe you want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's the SLs. Which will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah, but hey, finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2, that's...
Punky 2.
Which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby, you nonce.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Tony, sorry, I've got the Belgians in the back of my mind and I just said nonce.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Right, you've heard one from Sport Dune. Let's hear another one. Maggots. Doing Maggots, Tony, our second in a row from the Belgian Liars there with another of their love songs, Liars. Maggots. Now, what I would normally say here, Tony, is what a Sport Doing is MySpace page, but of course you've already asked that. You've already answered that question. You've answered questions about the three bands we're playing this week and their MySpace page. You've got them all right. It's Tony 3, poorly being Internet Nil. What I want to know is, Tony, is who were the first US primetime couple to be shown in bed?
US?
Yeah, on the TV. First US TV primetime couple to be shown in bed. What do you reckon?
The Odd Couple?
No. Do you want to have another go? Prime time, is it?
No idea.
Fred and Wilma Flintstone. And why should you have known about that, Tony?
Because they tried to sue me once.
Exactly. Tell us about that. Come on.
I got a cease and desist from them.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, I got sent this Flintstones cartoon on the email. Yeah. I thought it was quite funny, so I put it on the band website as a bit of a humorous section. And I got a not-so-funny email from a big... lawyers in Beverly Hills. I also got an email letter through the post to me saying you must take your website down, blah blah, we will sue you, defamatory comments about our intellectual property, and then we tell you that website was down within the minute. Hanna-Barbera tried to sue me.
And did you shit your pants?
Yes.
Naughty Hanna-Barbera.
They didn't have much humour about it.
But that does mean, Tony, that is Tony 3, poorly being the internet, 1. And I did get that piece of information from the internet. I went on a trivia website. Okay. And I picked out 3 facts. So let's see how you get on with the next 2. Right, you're listening to Project Marv right now. Marv sent me an email this week saying that he's done some more work that he's waiting for you to finish off. And there is another instrumental that I haven't listened to yet, but I'm going to build it into some other things. I need to check out a band called The Wetsuits as well, from Australia, who I've got a CD from with lots of instrumentals on. They're fabulous. So basically, from July, I think Punky may have a bit of a new sound.
Okay, cool.
Which is quite exciting. Something that might be different from July, Tony, in fact, before that, is the makeup of the European Parliament. Because on Thursday the 4th of July... Oh, Tony, you'll have to vote before you come down.
Yeah,
on
I don't know if I'll have time.
Of course you will, it only takes a couple of minutes. Thursday the 4th of June, it's European elections time, which obviously our listeners in the US won't really know much about. But we have I've had a variety of... pamphlets and propaganda through the post about the European elections for European Parliament. Now, bearing in mind that lots of people are of the opinion that this country is now run from Brussels rather than London, I did wonder, Tony, whether you'd picked up a pamphlet or something that had interested you. Got anything there?
I've got a few, but to be honest with you, I've not read them yet.
Well, what a great opportunity to now, you incredible politico, you.
Okay, so our first one I've got here is from the United Kingdom First Party.
I'll save that till later, Tony. We've just discussed this.
Oh, okay. I thought you had to do that one first.
No. What else you got?
I've got the Green Party.
Let's hear about the Green Party. Let's see what the Green Party have to say.
Let's say, they want to say, don't we always think about what's best for our children? No. Vote for this country's future. No. Vote Green. That. We're almost entirely funded by donations from people like you. Don't think so.
They're fucking not.
As well as voting Green, you can help this campaign with a donation of any size. Ooh. You can donate online, that's nice, or over the phone. Ooh. You can also become a member and support us that way. eastmidlands.greenparty.org.uk.
Hey, Tony.
That's about all they say, really. So they haven't really had much in the way of things to say, just they want your money.
I have a donation of size for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, and I do believe Joanna Lumley is standing for the Green Party after her Gurkha success. So she was very good with the Gurkhas, but not quite as good. I'm not sure about the Green Party. I bet Steph's voting Green Party.
I don't know. Possibly.
Right.
But they don't really say much about what they're doing. And this is from Sue Malender. My local one for this.
Obviously, we have different standing in our... What are they? Our constituencies.
Regions.
What I've got here, now we have both got this one, the English Democrats. Now I saw a party election broadcast by the English Democrats last week, and it was this bloke, they got this very nice, smooth, posh bloke to come on and say, don't you think it's wrong that Scotland has a Scottish Parliament and Wales has a Welsh Assembly, but England has no Parliament and we're answerable to the British Parliament, whereas they get their own say on a lot of important things? This is a fair point. But the things that they quoted were the likes of, for example, everyone in Wales gets free prescriptions because the Welsh Assembly passed that rule, and everyone in Scotland is about to get free prescriptions because the Scottish Parliament are about to pass that rule. And they said, don't we think that English people should have the right to vote, and whether they get free prescriptions as well? Do you see where this goes wrong, Tony?
No.
There's about 25 people in Wales, and there's about 40-odd in Scotland, and there's 50 million in England. Now, they can afford to give everyone free prescriptions because, obviously, they've got all that healthy, clean air on the hills and that. They're never ill. Well, the Scots die young anyway because of all that deep-fried pizza and that, right? So the thing is that if everyone in this country was to give themselves free prescriptions, we'd be fucked. It's just something that we can't afford to do, basically. That's the first thing. I mean, they make some good points. Our guy is down here is a guy called Charles Vickers. Now, I'm never going to vote for anyone called Vicker.
Fair enough.
except for maybe Pat McVicker from the Concrete Gods, but I don't believe he's standing. Here we go. Look, here's just their first bold paragraph. For too long, we in England have been treated as second-class citizens in our own country. I do agree with this a bit. Labour have said the English could be very aggressive and very violent. Labour have even denied that the English exist. They and the other Westminster parties have left no stone unturned in their denial of England. It seems that no trick, however low, is low enough. Oh, they do make one good point you're going to agree with here, Tony. They think that England should have a bank holiday for St George's Day.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
Which is a fair point, because the Welsh have got one for St David's Day and the Scots have got one for St Andrew's Day, as far as I know. But we haven't got one, and we should have one. That, I think, is a fair point. But that's their only redeeming feature from what I can see. So, so fuck them. Right, so, who have you got next?
I've got Libertas.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, so they
this
say
is, this is the party formerly led by Kilroy Silk.
Kilroy Silk, yeah. they say Europe must change. National parties can't make a difference. Only Europe-wide party can. Stop the sleaze. Demand full disclosure. Publish MEP.
Stop the sleaze. No wonder they got rid of Kilroy.
Publish the expenses in full. No more decisions behind closed doors. Full access to voting records. Let the people have their say. No to the anti-democratic Lisbon Treaty. Libertas has held it up. Any new treaty to be a short, clear statement of what the EU does and a referendum on any new constitution. Hold Brussels to account. All laws to be made by elected representatives.
I think you should hold Brussels to account. They're fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Freedom for broccoli.
Yeah, I like broccoli. That's, I mean, Brussels is just like cabbage, isn't it? I don't like cabbage either. I like that.
Well, they're like dwarf cabbages, like fart bombs, aren't they? Miniature fart bombs. Now, so what do you think then? Do you think you might vote Libertas?
No.
Fair enough. Okay, well, look, let's just, because we've both got this one too that we've already mentioned about. This is the United Kingdom First Party. Now, I've got the Eastern Region pamphlet, and you've got the what region?
I must have the East Midlands region.
Right, and so do your one first.
Okay, so they say. Yeah, United Kingdom First Party, fed up with MPs and MEPs writing their own rules, had enough of the EU in Brussels, vote for a strong, experienced team ready to serve. They say they want to an accountable government, reduce cost and size of government, cut out intrusiveness, reduce quangos.
Quangos, Tony, quangos.
Quangos. Respect.
They're gangs of people making decisions behind closed doors in a very undemocratic manner.
Okay. Live and learn.
Yeah.
Respect electorate wishes and hold EU referendum. Strict on migration, immigration, sorry. UK decides who enters UK, stop abuse. Low taxes, cut out waste, make proper use of our taxes. Wow, they're selling it. Freedom of expression, end political correctness. Encourage non-violent freedom of speech and expression. Self-government, work to quit EU. Get control of our fisheries. Farming, negotiate new free trade association. Less regulation. End EU legislation hurting small businesses. Welfare reform, help the needy but not fund unnecessary non-UK citizens. Educate youth in work ethic and respect. Educate youth in respect.
Sorry.
There you go, that's what you want.
So we've got very different pamphlets here. I mean, we've got some of the same things on. Who is the candidate for your one?
I've got five on mine. There's Ian Gilman, who's a businessman, 10 years police employed, part-time author. Christopher Elliott, businesses in Europe, town councillor, ex-RAF. Nadine Platt, rather fetching picture of her.
Well, do you fancy Nadine Platt? Have they chosen that picture on purpose?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm not quite sure if that's a wig or not. David Noakes, IT consultant. He looks happening as about similar to me, actually. Just a bit fatter. Marianne French, occupational therapy. She looks happy.
Right.
They're
so what do you
happy
think
people.
Then? Are they people you might vote for?
No.
I'm going to read out some of the things I've got on my pamphlet and then I'm going to give you one reason why you must not on any count vote for them. Right. This says, our MEP will work for you in eastern counties, here, not in Brussels, will claim only received expenses, will open their accounts for each year, will only attend the EU Parliament when it's in Britain's interest. Vote on June the 4th for a party that wants to leave the undemocratic EU, for a party that wants to slash public expenditure and national debt, wants to regrain our territorial fishing rights, wants to shed the absurdity of CAP. That's interesting, because they want to get rid of CAPs at the same time you think one of them is wearing a rug. That is, of course, the controlled the central agriculture policy or something. Wants to control our energy policy, wants to control our own borders. As the fourth most densely populated country in the world, we are a social and environmental disaster. Want to make all our laws unlike the 20% we make now. Want to restore democracy and free speech. Want to restore honesty to the BBC. Wants to ruthlessly expose greedy politicians and wants to end the LibLabCom conspiracy of silence over Europe. It is a lie that 3 million jobs and 50% of our trade depend on our EU membership. In a recession, the EU is costing every British family £2,000 annually. For what? We cannot afford the £50 billion annual cost. Country before self, vote Robin Page and UK Freedom Party on the 4th of June. And this is why. Do you know who Robin Page is, Tony?
No.
Here, guys, this is the first paragraph on this pamphlet, and this is why you must not, on any count, vote for United Kingdom First. United Kingdom First Party lead candidate, writer, farmer, and one-time presenter of One Man and His Dog. Robin Page is famous for straight talking. He says things like, come by, come by, buy, this dog's got potential. Vote, UK... Vote United Kingdom First. Vote One Man and His Dog. And of course, Tony, there is one other party that we haven't mentioned, perhaps the maddest of the whole lot, the fucking Tories. Right, now then.
Yeah.
Should we get on with... all that I would do is, everyone in the UK, if you have a vote, go and vote. That's all I'd say. Vote for someone. Vote for something. Go in there, have a quick look through the candidates, see which one you think is going to do you the most good, who is going to represent you best in Europe, and vote for them. Don't waste your vote. If you waste your vote, you might as well not be in a democratic society. You might as well be in North Korea or California. Right, shall we get on with the next song?
Okay.
This is another one from the Ruskins from their new EP, which we're hoping to get some copies of sometime soon. I'm absolutely loving it. You've already heard them once. Here's another chance to hear them. This is 6 for 5 Alive.
His tooth couldn't be fixed with sellotape. Not like his glasses that he broke back in your 8. With his cross-cut quarter sandwiches, and that's quarter as it sliced. He got a bird in his new languages. Well, that quarter's weighed in nicer than the last time. Well, his chipped tooth couldn't be fixed with sellotape, but his new girlfriend shouldn't have got Larry to the boys on her estate. Oh, mummy would make her quarter sandwiches, put sugars in his tea, and he took with all the mantelpiece that he chipped in for 10 sovereign. Now she's out because she's stuck behind the learner, cause she was his bird. Now they're holding hands while she skips in front. Alive when the 6 for 5 at spot or 8 for 6, but he admits that 8 wouldn't get him far, cause he's up after 2 of them, off his nut by 4, and there's space on the bench for 2 of them, but he's lying on the floor. So fuck 5 alive when the 6 for 5 at spot, just like his older brother, who we all looked up to back in the day, when things all went his way, threw in his astroturfs and learned a bit too late. Well, he learned a bit too late. Now she's happy stuck behind the learner driver. She was his first, now they're holding hands while she skips in front. She's the lightest stuck behind the learner driver. Cause she was his first, now they're holding hands while she skips in front. Couldn't be fixed with sellotape.
So that's the Ruskins, Tony, and 6 for 5 Alive, taken from their new EP, which, as I say, we are hoping to get one or two copies of, possibly for a competition. Which reminds me, guess what's in the post, Tony?
No, not Chantel's prize.
Posted it today. It cost me £6.57 to post it.
Wow.
Bastard. That's about $400 Canadian.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Now, you are now listening to the Guanabats. Chantel, it's by airmail as well. Not like when I sent Lord Relog. It's by sea. It took 6 weeks. This is by airmail, Chantel. So thank you for being so patient. And you should finally get your prize in a few days' time. And there's a couple of little extras in there for you. No, Tony, it's not photographs of me knob.
Well, okay, well, that's a change then, eh?
Yeah, it's a change. I don't send it to everyone I send a letter to.
Just me, then?
Well, my Uncle Colin would have been very surprised when I sent him a cheque for the tickets to Scunthorpe Millwall last Sunday. It's been a photo of me knob, isn't it? So, I do have to say right now that you are listening to Guanabats. Now, I said that last week, and you weren't. You were listening to Planet Smashers.
Right.
I think that was more my fault than yours, Tony. So I'm going to let that go. But what I do want to know is, because we already know the Ruskin's MySpace page, what I want to know is, Tony, what's the first thing a bat does when it flies out of a cave?
Closes its eyes.
No, turns left.
Oh.
When bats fly out of a cave, they always turn left. I think we know who they'll be voting for come June the 4th. Yeah, so there you go. That's my fact number two. Nice. First one was that the Flintstones were the first primetime TV couple to be filmed in bed.
Bastards.
Was it?
Bastards.
Why are they bastards for that?
I don't know, the Flintstones.
Not the Flintstones, Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah,
and second fact is, when leaving a cave, bats always turn left. There will be a third fact coming up after the last... Well, maybe just before the last song. I just want to tell you briefly about what happened to me last week, Tony. Because I went to Thursday Fury last Thursday, and they made the mistake of having Old Rosie on tap. Okay. Oh, dear, Old Rosie on tap. Old Rosie's a very, very strong cider. I got stuck in. Oh, dear. Went back to Steve's. Had a lot more drink after. Absolutely brilliant music again, and please do support it, Russ, you're a legend. Please do support that gig if you can. There were more there at that time than the month before, so we are hopeful that it will be staying in that venue. If not, I'm sure they can find somewhere else for it, because it's terrific. But I woke up with a cider hangover, which isn't for me a hangover. A cider hangover for me is kind of spaced outiness, you know, when you're sort of spaced out and you can't really, and I couldn't find my wallet. Now, that was quite bad. I thought, oh, God, I've either left it in the Black Horse or left it in Steve's pub or in Steve's car. Long and short, it was, I didn't have my wallet. This is quite important to this story. The first thing I did when I woke up was open the only bit of post on my doormat. And the only bit of post was my decree absolute, which meant that I was now divorced. So far that day, I had spaced out in a cider hangover and I was divorced and I couldn't find my wallet. Now, I was doing Battersea Jonglers. I didn't get up till about 1:30 in the afternoon. To get to Battersea Jonglers, I have to get a train and a tube because I have been banned from driving, or as we know, I've done my bit for the environment. I had to walk to Letchworth Railway Station, and walking through a little park, I was attacked by a muzzled collie, an out-of-control muzzled collie. Fortunately, it was muzzled, so it just headbutted my leg a bit until its owner fought it off. So far that day, I was suffering from spaced outiness, I'd got divorced, I'd lost my wallet, and now I'd been attacked by a muzzled dog, right? Got on the train from Letchworth to King's Cross, first stop, Hitchin, who should get on but a girl that I went out with many years ago, in fact. We fell out on very bad terms. She didn't realise where I was sat, she sat down next to me, there were no other seats, and she stared at me uncomfortably until Finsbury Park, when I couldn't take it anymore and decided to get off. Rather than staying on at King's Cross, I got off at Finsbury Park, where I was jostled by a number of Arsenal fans who were going to see Arsenal in the Youth Trophy, I think. Got on the Victoria line at Finsbury Park on a bizarrely empty carriage, other than one other woman, a black lady. She sat opposite me. Between Finsbury Park and Highbury and Islington, she smiled at me in a curious fashion, leant forward and said, "I know you, don't I?" I looked at her and did vaguely recognise and went, "I don't know, do you?" And she said, "Are you Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics?" I said, "No, I'm not." She said, "Yes, you are." Right? I said, no, I'm really not." She went, "But you've got the same eyes. It is you. You are him." I went, "No, I'm not Dave Stewart." She said, "Prove it." I couldn't. I'd lost my wallet. I had nothing to prove I wasn't Dave Stewart. I had a guitar with me, which for her was the final proof. She said, "You must be Dave Stewart. You've even got a guitar."
You can see the logic.
You can. I have been mistaken for Dave Stewart before, but only by drunken people. But there is this theory, isn't there, that people of different colour see people of that different colour and they look more similar. So whereas a white person would see that I was just a bit, looked a bit like Dave Stewart, to a black person, maybe I looked very much like Dave Stewart. That's all I could think. Long and the short of it was that the carriage filled up at King's Cross and Euston. And by Euston, as more and more people getting on, this woman, as out of control woman, was nudging people, pointing at me and saying, look, it's Dave Stewart. And they were going, oh, it is. By which time I lost the will to live and went, yep, it's me. By Green Park, when this woman got off, I'd signed 3 autographs. Like, all the best, Dave Stewart. I got to Battersea Jonglers, where one of the comics on, David Haddingham, is a very funny bloke, both in and out of the dressing room, on stage and in the dressing room, just a very funny bloke. And I told him this whole story, and he said, you know what you should have done? I said, what? He said, you should have punched her in the face. And I said, why? He said, because in the papers next week, it would have said, Dave Stewart in race attack. And I said, that is a brilliant idea. There could have been the tagline, sweet dreams are certainly not made of this. So anyway, that all happened in the space of 3.5 hours.
Right.
It was quite involved, wasn't it, really?
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, so anyway, that happened Friday. Friday and Saturday, Battersea Jonglers had a lovely time. And there were one or two punky listeners on the Saturday night, I think, as well, because I said shout out if you've seen before, and quite a few people did, and I didn't recognise them, so I figured they may be. So if you do listen to Punky and you went to that show, thank you very much for coming down. I had a really, really good time. And then on Sunday, I went to see Scunthorpe United v Millwall in the League One playoff final, see who would make the championship. Now, Millwall had 55,000 fans there, and Millwall are widely regarded as the nuttiest, most dangerous, unhinged fans in the world. And Scunthorpe United had 10,000 fans there, most of which had never been to bloody London before, and you could tell, right?
Yeah.
As we meekly made our way up Wembley Way, surrounded by Millwall fans who've got this really bad chant, which just goes, one of them just start going, ah! And the rest would go, ah! And when all of them are going, ah! They'll start singing, we are Millwall, Super Millwall, we are Millwall from the den. No one likes us, no one likes us, no one likes us, we don't care. Right? And it's really terrifying when you're surrounded by it. Fortunately, I've got a southern accent, didn't have Scunthorpe colours on, so I just sang along with them.
Nice.
I just joined in until I made my way up the Scunthorpe end, where I met up with my mate Dave. And we went in to watch the match. And he's a Scunthorpe United fan as an expression of his gayness as a teenager, but he's not gay anymore. He's now the artist formerly known as Gay Dave. I think we've discussed this before.
Yeah.
Me and Dave watched the match. A thrilling, brilliant encounter. The Scunthorpe won 3-2. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be bad. There's 55,000 angry South East Londoners out there. This is going to be fucking terrible. But it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't. The Millwall fans accepted it had been a great game, and they were slightly outplayed, as Gunthorpe was slightly the better team. Everything was all right, and we were walking past all these police. The police presence was huge, and there were police helicopters flying over after the game. And I did hear one Millwall fan say, bet the Rozzers are going to be fucking gutted. We're all in quite a good mood. it was just quite odd. Got back to home and had a gig. I was doing a gig for charity that all night, right, in the Victoria pub for the British Heart Foundation, and I was the headline act. It was an acoustic weekend, and I thought, oh, it's going to be loads of warbling and people doing sort of one thing. I saw that tone. People doing...
what?
No, nothing. Something flashed up orange. But it wasn't you. It was fine. Thought it was going to be loads of people warbling, going, oh, this is me and my acoustic guitar. Oh, I only play minor chords. Oh, because they are so sad. Oh, in fact, here's a chord only I know. Oh, this is my special chord for my special sad song. But it wasn't. It was loads of acoustic bands fucking going for it. And they were all really loud.
Wicked.
The pub was packed. By the time I got on stage, supposed to be on at 8, I got on stage at 9:30. By the time I got on, the pub was rammed. Everyone's having a chat with each other to shout over the music. I start, wasn't as loud as the music had been, and had to really fucking shout to be heard. Ended up doing a 40-minute set and just knackered my voice. Absolutely knackered it. Hence, I was making Punky late, but this does work out all right, doesn't it? Because we'll be putting the shows up progressively late over the next few weeks so as not to miss too much out.
Because we're kind of both being away, aren't we?
Because, yeah, well, you're away for the whole month. So on next week's show, you can tell people about your plans.
Yeah. How about that? I'll know them then.
just to remind you all, this weekend I am at Glasgow Jonglers. I'm taking my recording device and I'm going to try and set a British world record for a number of people in one room trying to say Purple Burglar Alarm at the same time. In sadder news, Sunday's Dolly Remixture is cancelled because the venue have had to close for a refurb, which means that we won't be doing a show there until July, but it does mean those of you in the London area might be interested in my new show, Rather, which is at Bar Elixir, or Elixir Bar on Evershot Street, which is between Mornington Crescent and Euston. There is information on Facebook, groups.to/ra-the. You will find it there. And it features David Whitney and Nat Latsema, who are excellent stand-up comics. It also features the great Sebastiano, who is a terrific new magician, and four dancing ladies, Duchess Divine, Dolly Rose, Lena May, and Audacity Chutzpah. It also features a couple of stalls, rather like Dolly Remixture. I think Helen Watchford Bags will be there. Maybe Hamboy and Always Looking might be there with the corset stall. And DJ Roch will be DJing till midnight. It's going to be a fantastic show. It's £10 on the door, £8 in advance. We don't have advance tickets, so if you'd like to get in for £8, you need to email lastminutecomedy@hotmail.co.uk. My goodness, I said all that without breathing. Tony, have you got anything to say?
No, just thanks to everyone who came to the gig last week. At the intake, where Right and Pink got through a round of the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, well done, Right and Pink.
Very nearly a first for me.
Hey, does this mean we can play another Right and Pink song next week?
Yeah, can do.
Excellent, excellent. Pick one out for me, will you?
Okay, cool.
And if you've got a Tony Recommends up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, so,
right.
Yeah.
Right, you're in charge of a third of next week's show.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well done, Ryan Pink. When's the next round?
No idea. Hopefully not in between the dates June the 5th and July the 3rd. But I think it'll probably be... I've told them that, so I think it'll be July.
They should hold it off.
Of course they will.
They should hold it off.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's about it for this section, Tony. We're now going to play another track by the fantastic brass hardcore marching nutcases from Japan, Asakusa Jinta. But what I want to know is, as we already know their MySpace page is, before going into space, what are astronauts not permitted to do?
Eat?
Eat what?
Soup.
No, beans.
Oh.
Can't have a fart in a spacesuit, Tone.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's pretty close, though, isn't it? Eating?
It was close, but no cigar. Before going into space, astronauts are not permitted to eat beans. I think that's fantastic. Well done, NASA. That does make it Tony 3, Paulie B of the Internet 3. There we go. You got the easy ones. I got the hard ones. I've got a hard one. Here comes the last song, Tokyo East End Rockers.
ドロドロ猫にラリリ猫意地悪猫にそっぽ猫盛りの泥猫痩せ猫も嘲笑っている朝日もない最高の世はほら軍者ってやつはこうさえに染まりそりゃあんたは白旗あげて泣きでいる何でも噛んでも嘘っぱちって聞き語り飲んでもんで飛んで知らねえ間に万が一死んだ顔して喧嘩して外れ君は仕送れた国であっちもこっちも嫌だ最後のエリアに閉じ込め踏み込んだ
たのか S を向け裏切れかにすきくだらねえ空を今飛べパスポートを持ってエコのクラスでハラハラハラハラ飛んで片言言葉で挨拶挨拶出身東京ことな言葉で挨拶挨拶挨拶なんてことな言葉で挨拶挨拶挨拶なんてことな言葉で挨拶挨拶挨拶片言な言葉で挨拶挨拶挨拶
So Tony, that was Asakusa Jinta and Tokyo East End Rockers there. What a great band. You need to find out more about them at japanfiles.com. We've just, while that song was playing, we've just had a great idea for next week's show, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, it's cool. Hey, I'll tell you what as well. We're back on the first page of UK featured iTunes.
Are we? That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Not the main page, but when you go to, there's pages 1 to 5 in the comedy section, we're on there. So it's really important that you do leave a review for us to keep us up there. How do you do that?
Search for us on iTunes, or you can just go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. You hit that, you'll be showing the music store page for Punky, and you can review us there. Log in, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. And you can obviously subscribe from there as well if you haven't already. Please make sure you do subscribe.
And please do. And from Monday, the 1st of June, we would like you to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Remind them of that, Tone?
Yeah, again, punkyradio.com at the top is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, please, and we'll read them out.
Excellent. Do you know, I've really enjoyed making this week's show. I'm so glad I've got a new mic lead.
Yeah, it's been quite nice. It's been very
let's just hope that you don't fuck up the uploading of the show, or rather the internet doesn't, so that people can hear it all this week.
Fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah, this weekend, don't forget, I'm in Glasgow, at Glasgow Jongers, Glasgow Celtic. I'm there Friday, Saturday, and I'm not at Dolly Mixon Sunday. It's not happening. But do make sure that you check out the Rather page on Facebook. In fact, if you just go to my page, you'll find it in my groups.
Cool. I'm not doing anything this weekend, just getting ready for my holiday and booking things.
Getting ready for the big holes.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be fun. But we'll hear all about that next week as well.
Yeah, I'll try and figure out the itinerary.
Yeah, next week is Tony Sendry, because we might have one or two listeners that are going where you're going.
Possibly. Certainly the last week.
You just never know, do you? The three bands that are on the show this week will all be on our MySpace Top Friends. Do make sure you check them out. And while you're there, leave a comment for us, myspace.com/punkyradio. Buy their stuff. Join their pages. Love life. Live the dream. Don't vote Tory. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. I got a big surprise for you next week, Tony. A big surprise.
Ooh.